Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So, welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you have just joined, Coffee Talks are short in between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send your submissions to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. There's like a submit your stories button, both in the menu and on the webpage. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you'd prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are a great way to get credit. So that being said, Maria, I know you have some stuff you want to talk about today. So what's on your mind, girl?
I do. So I actually just read a, I listened to a witchy book that was actually, I went through all my Audible credits this month. So I had to go through all the free stuff. And, you know, typically the free stuff on Audible can be trash, to put it nicely. But I found a book. It's called Witchy Whiskers. It sounds so corny, and the cover is also super corny, but it's actually really cute. It's about a witch and her familiar that own a candle shop, and the candles create illusions. Like, you light them and then you're like under the night sky or something, and I don't know. That sounds pretty amazing and magical. And I don't know. It was just a really super cute and actually really funny book, despite how corny it looks and sounds. So I recommend it to anyone who likes that sort of thing.
I found that some books that have the corniest titles end up being the best. Like, they really do.
Well, like on the cover, like, there's a cat. And I don't know, like, usually pets on the cover of books, I'm like, no, thanks.
No.
But while the familiar was definitely there throughout the book, like, she was not, like, the front and center, like, I was scared she was going to be. So, and she's also very sarcastic and stuff, so if you like sarcastic cats, like Salem from Sabrina, highly recommend.
Aren't all cats, though, that talk kind of, like, sarcastic? Like, isn't that kind of, like a trope of theirs? Like, Luna from the Sailor Moon trope. Was sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I think that's just kind of a trope, which is good. Like, it's a fun trope. It's a thing that we've learned to expect from cats.
And then I did want to bring up a ghost experience that I had. I think it was like,
wait, before you get to the ghost experience, there was something else that we want to talk about. We want to talk about the Practical Magic cover.
So, I don't know if you've seen it floating around, but the Practical Magic 2, like,
is not happening.
Yeah. Well, okay. They did it the same thing for Deadpool and stuff, where, like, I feel like movie studios kind of, like, go, hey, how would you react to this without saying that they're actually going to do it? And then they could write it off as, like, you know, this is fake. But wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, it would be amazing. It really would. And they had rumored talking about a prequel with the ants, which was, to my knowledge, so don't quote me on the timestamps here, but to my knowledge, in like 2019 or 2020, they started to like actually shop. Mm-hmm. But then I've heard nothing about it since then. So I don't know if like the COVID, if COVID like delayed things mm-hmm. or put it to a full halt, but they did, that was an actual thing that was happening. Mm-hmm. At least at the time it was announced, it had been something that was actually being talked about. But as mm-hmm. for Practical Magic 2, both Sandra Bullock and
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Neither one of them have it on the books.
So well, remember they did the same thing for Hocus Pocus too, where they had that one that like true. Movie poster for the longest time.
Yeah, that is true. But I think don't quote me, but I think somebody confirmed that it's a fan made.
Yeah.
Poster, which
we'll see.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like, I mean, a lot of the times that they do this, they put these concept posters out onto the internet to gauge fans' want of it. So mm-hmm. we'll see. But as it stands right now, it is definitely not real. It's definitely not happening.
So lame and stupid.
Maybe we'll hear something in 5 years that it's coming to the table. But as it stands right now, don't get too excited. We all did. It was all very exciting to a very large letdown.
Well, the aunties are getting older, so I hope that they don't wait too long before they move.
Or they'll be dead.
Oh, don't say that. They're not treasures. They're national treasures.
Listen, they can be treasures and dead treasures. Like both things can be true. Oh, geez. Time comes for us all eventually. Okay.
No, not for them.
I mean, not for me, because I'm the supreme, but maybe for like everybody else. So
you're hearing it first that Robin steals the youth from everyone, so
no one can live forever
because of Robin.
I could be like all those people on TikTok that are like, I don't look a day over 17, and everyone's like, you do. I've been obsessed with them lately. I keep finding these videos where like this girl was like, I was born like March something 1989, and this guy stitched it with her and he goes, no, you were not. That's all he said, but it was so funny. Yeah, it was so good. Anyway, there's so been a few funny. Of them.
You're they're on the so like funny. Complete opposite end of TikTok than I am.
I think they're so funny. Like, I genuinely laugh so hard at them because it's just like it's the same thought that I have when I see them. I think it's mm-hmm. very bold to be on the internet, and especially in video format, and be like, I don't look a day over 17. And it's like, you do. You do, though. You've got great genetics. Don't get me wrong. You look great, but you don't look like a literal child. So
that's what I was thinking. I wouldn't want to look 17 anymore, because me looking either. At 17-year-olds, I'm like, you're a baby. You're yeah, a baby.
Actual 17-year-olds. Yeah. Like, I like having... Well, I'm not wearing makeup, I feel like I look my age. And I honestly, even when I am wearing makeup, I do think I look my age. But I like to think that I have an ambiguous face. You don't know how old I am. Mm-hmm. I could be 47. I could be 25. Who knows? And I like that for me. I don't mind looking, people thinking I'm old as shit. I don't mind them thinking I'm young either. But I think it's really fucking brave to go on the internet and be like, I am only 19. That's what everyone tells me. It's like, who, babe? Who's everyone?
They're partners trying to be very nice.
Which is very nice. And I think the people in their life who are telling them that love them obviously a lot. Or maybe they're surrounded by people that look very much so like a hard version of their age. I don't know. Maybe in comparison in their life, they do look super young. But I just think that it's read the room. Don't post that on the internet. It's so embarrassing. Anyway, you had a ghost story you want to share before we get into our user listener submitted story. Yeah. So share with the audience.
So I think it was at the beginning of February. I was very sick and had a fever and all that. So whenever when I have a fever, I like to sleep downstairs because it's way cooler. And if I'm like hacking and coughing, I know I'm not keeping my wife up. But that night I was reading, trying to get in the mood to fall asleep, but sleep just was not coming. And I swear I heard my name like loud and clear to the point where I thought it was my wife. And I tried to respond and be like, what, like, you know, I'm just downstairs. I'm not feeling well. I don't want to wake you up. But she was not awake. So...
I love
but
that.
No, she does. She comes downstairs and usually checks on me when I'm sick, just to make sure that I'm okay. So that's why I was so sure that it was her, but it was not.
That's freaky, dude.
Yeah.
But also, if you were sick, maybe
it was probably
just
it felt comforting because that's why I thought it was my wife. What?
You started to say comforting, but you just stopped at cum and you said it was probably just cum.
Oh, it was. Sorry, I have ADD mind.
I have the brain of an adolescent boy. That is hilarious. It was probably just cum. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe I need to move my mic closer. Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
That's so funny.
Have you had any ghostly experiences?
Honestly, things have been really, really quiet here. Like, really quiet. We are currently under, like, a foot and a half of snow that all dumped on us in a day. And, like, everything kind of just feels very still, if that makes sense. I don't know if just like the air or like actual like energy in our lives or anything like that, but everything has felt very still, very calm. There's been not a peep in the spiritual realm of ghosts and ghoulies here. It's been kind of nice. But then simultaneously we'll have things like, because, you know, we live in a schoolie, so our roof is metal, and we'll have like snow dump on the roof from the trees. And so I also, there's a chance that there's been maybe stuff happening and I'm just not hearing it because there's been loud crashes and bangs happening all the time that I'm just ignoring.
So, that would be so terrifying, especially while you're sleeping, just hearing snow like pummel your roof.
You kind of get used to it. At first, our first winter here was so scary. And like when it rains, it honestly can be quite overwhelming. It's not like nice little rain on your tin roof between you, insulation between you and the roof, right? Like an attic even between you and the roof. It's right there. And it is like thunderous and like overwhelming at times when it rains really hard. So not a complaint, but that was another thing that was a full like year to get used to. So
I bet that doesn't I mean, I like white noise as much as the next person, but
me too. Yeah, but it can be quite when you're having to like, when you're sitting next to your partner and you're having to shout to be like, hand me the remote.
No thanks.
We have like little muffs for the baby for when that happens, because we don't need to be going into preschool with ear damage. Oh my goodness. So we do have user submitted stories.
Yes, we do.
We have figured out with our brains combined, mostly me fucking it up and then figuring it out 5 seconds later, how to actually access our stories that you guys sent us on the website. I thought that we got paywall blocked for them and we had been figuring it out. And then I thought that when we paid for the thing and we figured that part out, I then thought that they deleted all of our submissions. Turns out I was looking at the wrong section, because I am very cute but very dumb. So
no,
we
you're
had
just
some...
cute.
Thanks, babe.
Just cute.
We have some going back to August of last year. Thanks, guys, for submitting your stories. Maria, do you want to read our first one?
I sure can.
Okay. So this is from Erin. And they say, hi, guys. I thought this ghostly story would brighten up the pod. This is the truth behind the ghost dog, my childhood dog, Princess Lisa Frank, her legal name. Lived a long and happy life and passed away at 15. She was a black border collie mix who loved to swim, roll in gross beach shit all day. One of the spots she lived in, not uncommon for any household dog, was under the dining room table. She begged like hell and got all the snacks she could ever want, but forever that spot she resides in, that's forever the spot she resides in my mind's eye. After she passed, we were all wrecked, truly. It had been a month and I dropped something under the table, and to my absolute shock, it was warm, as if she had just been laying there moments before. I was home alone and sat there spiraling, thinking this was some grand sign that Princess Lisa Frank had come back. I later, very hesitantly, brought this up to my parents, and for the first time since we lost her, they both absolutely died laughing. In all my years, I had never ever known that the spot she slept on was where the water heater sat in the basement.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Always leaving a nice heated spot on the floor. Although there was no direct haunting, and still, I still put my hand there and like to think it was a nice little dog-shaped print for me to remember her by.
That's really so funny. When I was a kid, so this makes me think of this. When I was a kid, I had a pet rat whose name was Spike. Okay. Spike, I was like 5 or 6. Spike bit my mom really badly. And so my mom was like, well, Spike's obviously dangerous. And without my knowledge, fed Spike to her boss's boa constrictor. Yeah. But I was like 5 or 6. So like, she couldn't exactly be like, Spike's a dick, we're gonna kill Spike, right? So instead, she told me that Spike went to a rat farm that Spike could like run around and like be free with the other rats, right? And I'm a child, so I don't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. I never think twice about this again. Never once. Spike was never on my mind, but I also never questioned the story because Spike was never on my mind. That was just something I had been told. Never thought about it again. Never questioned it. Mm-hmm. Flash forward like 11 years. I'm like 17, 16. And do you remember that show, King of Queens?
Of course.
So my parents were watching it. We're watching King of Queens. And they talk about some golden retriever they had that, like, went off to the dog farm. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the main guy, realizes the dog farm was, like, a lie he was told for getting the dog passing away.
Yeah.
Without even a second's thought, never thought about it, didn't even question it. I was like, yeah, but I really had a rat that went to the rat farm. And then it all like hit me at once. And I'm like, I was sitting next to my boyfriend at the time. My family's there. Everybody was like, Robin. And I was like, oh no, you killed my rat.
No. So
yeah, that's how I learned that Spike did not actually go to the rat farm. Emotional damage.
No kidding. And that's when Robin's trust in humanity died.
Yeah, that was my last straw of trust. Gone. Now I trust nothing. I trust nothing.
No one.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was funny.
Funny and sad.
Funny,
poor you.
But not funny. Ha ha.
Not funny. Ha ha.
Okay, so we have time for one more. Do you want to read it, or you want me to read it? I feel like I just talked the dog stories.
No.
You sure?
You go ahead. Yeah.
All right. All right, so this one says, hi, Robin and Maria. My name is Red. Feel free to use my name. I've been listening to y'all's podcast for a little over a year now, and I love it. It really inspires me, and it's become a way for me to share my interests with my girlfriend in an enjoyable and entertaining way. Mm-hmm. We listen to it together pretty often, and it often sparks up fun conversations. I am very glad to hear that, Ren. Your knowledge and stories has encouraged me to grow and try new things within my practice. So here is my ghost story, and it still confuses me to this day. My family bought land and built our family home in the early 2000s near the border between suburbia and the country. First ever that is Serbia. We all love it, but there's one room that has always freaked me out. We have a TV room upstairs, but I've often felt uncomfortable being alone in it. It felt like somebody was watching me, and I was always afraid that if I was in there by myself, that something would come after me. It was a nightmare to get me to sleep because I always felt unsafe sleeping upstairs by myself. I spent months seeing things in upstairs rooms and mirrors, and I'd cry because I was terrified. The tense energy continued through the years, but nobody believed me when I said there's a ghost upstairs. I started practicing in 2020, and I soon became more aware of spirits and the energy around me. I often felt something watching me, and I put upwards in my room to help me feel safer. I didn't notice wards. Much.
Put upwards.
Oh, I can read. Upwards in my room to feel safer. Guys, I'm hot. I don't even know how to read. I didn't notice much until I started using the media room as a music room. I was often in there alone songwriting, and I soon felt the same dread and anxiety I did when I was younger. I tried to ignore it, and I walked in one night to find my brand new ukulele standing on its own, literally defying gravity. No. Absolutely not. It's kind of ridiculous, but I was terrified. No, that's not ridiculous, Red. I feel like that is a very normal reaction to have to that scenario. In fact, I would say if you weren't terrified, that would in fact be the ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
I straight up went, what the fuck? And I could feel something watching as I ran my hands around the ukulele to confirm that it was standing up on its own. After a few minutes of staring, panicking, and swearing, I picked it up and tried to balance it the same way. It didn't work. No one had recently been in there, and the room isn't disturbed often. There's a small chance the ukulele was somehow knocked from where it was resting, and it was balanced at a perfect angle on our carpet. Oops. Oh no, I lost my spot.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Here, I'll put my
cursor. Here we go. But I really doubt it. I knew something was there, and I did what any terrified, mature young adult would do. I ran away. Hell yeah, you did. I sat downstairs on the couch with my dad, and I waited for my heart to slow down. It was a bit embarrassing, but I was freaked out, and I knew I'd feel safer sitting with somebody. The next day, I did a smoke cleanse and set boundaries with whatever spirit was dwelling in our TV room, as I felt much more at ease. I told my friends about it, and most of them were just puzzled as I was. A few months later, my family and I were on vacation, and our house sitter at the time noticed something strange. Someone grabbed two rolls of toilet paper, put them in our sink, and turned on the faucet over them. The water overflowed and began pouring onto the floor. It was a mess, and he thought that somebody had gotten into the house. Being a redneck American, our house sitter checked the entire house while holding a gun like a literal soldier guarding a fort. This dude is a college student, by the way. We didn't allow a random hunter next door to house it. He had a permit for the gun, but I don't get why he brought it. And he found nothing. I don't know if this incident was related to the former, but it is definitely just as strange. Nobody has noticed anything unusual since, but I don't think I'll ever forget the weird encounters I had with this ghost. Thank you so much for reading my story. I'm not an awesome writer, but I tried my best to capture it. I think you did a great job, Red.
Yeah, you did an amazing job. I was on the edge of my seat.
I love the idea of, see, I understand that the house sitter was like probably just like a normal guy, mm-hmm. but I like to picture the house sitter like this giant man, like a giant like mountain man, especially when he added the part about how the house sitter was like with a gun and a redneck.
Oh, so just so, like Van Damme wandering through the house with a gun, like
with like a gun, like gonna get ghosts.
Someone's in this house.
Wily wabbits. That is a fully. I just pictured like, what is his name? The Samoan actor with the eyebrow.
Oh my gosh. Jason What's Momoa?
Jason Momoa, the one who was
Rock.
A wrestler.
The Rock.
Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. I like to picture Dwayne The Rock Johnson with like a sawed off shotgun, like walking the house, like, I'm gonna get these ghouls.
That's so funny. But about the ukulele, that reminds me of like when my jewelry box was open and playing. Like, it was one of those ones that you open and like, you know, the ballerina would spin.
Oh,
and it was open and playing.
That story before.
Yeah. And it was a wind up.
Was that in Germany?
And all that. Yeah, that was in Germany in that old house.
So scary.
Yeah.
So scary.
I don't like how the ukulele was floating.
Our house in England, I was researching property values and like where the market is right now. So I like put in our address on Google, and like a Facebook page had like a picture of our house on it from like the 40s or 50s. Like, so it's an old, like, because our house is a historic home or whatever, or it's in a historic area. And it just had like a picture of our house on it. And the only thing it said, it didn't say it. Well, it said like the location, which obviously I'm not going to repeat. And the only thing it said on it was like, I wonder if they still, the owners still hear the girls. And I was like, what does that mean?
What?
And there's no other context. So I obviously go to the page because it was like a Facebook post. I like go to the page to like see if people are talking, like maybe there's a school at one point, like in the building or like behind it. Like, I'm trying to think of like logical reasons. Nobody commented anything other than, wow, like it still looks the same now or something like that. And I'm just like, absolutely not. I don't know what that is, but that house is getting a
You should
full
comment.
Fucking
pin. You should comment and
I
ask.
I will not
I
be
wanna
commenting.
Know. Come on, this would be so good for coffee talk. Do the work, Robin.
Oh my god. All right, maybe I'll do a comment. I'll be like, who are the girls? What forever? Could you mean? Not that I own this home or anything. But, and not that I am now going to fucking have this in my brain, but quick little question for those who aren't related to this at all. Who are the girls? Yeah.
Oh no.
Can you give us more details here out of curiosity?
No.
Fucking terrifying. Yeah, it was
scary.
Like a super old photo of like the, because like our house is in, like a collection of houses that all are similar.
Yeah.
Trying to like word this in such a way to not like dox myself. But it's in an area that all the homes are very, very similar and they're of the same period.
So it's like,
Bunch it's of like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
English suburbia, basically, but old like English suburbia.
Yeah. And so it just like, there's nothing particularly remarkable about our house or anything. I don't want people thinking that like, this is
there's something remarkable. The girls.
The girls. We must find out who the girls are. I will. I'll find it. I'll try to find that post again. Because this was like a month ago, maybe two. So I'll try to see if I can like remember the things I put into Google to have this random fucking post come up. Because I'd never seen it before. And the post is like a decade old or something like that. Maybe not that old. But like I've searched our home's value before and I've never seen this post before. So we'll see if I can like align the stars to find it again.
I'm invested.
We gotta find out who the girls are.
Yeah. I wanna know.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is all of our stories for today. Thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope that we will see you again next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcultures.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or even on Spotify. Yes, if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, and have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord full of fun events. So,
yeah. This month we have John E.L. Tenney of Weird Lectures doing our lecture on March 18th. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See ya.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.